Blog Talk Radio. God bless you and each and every one of you, saints of God. What a time, what a time that we've been having. I'm telling you right now, just as the songwriters say, I won't go back. The question is what we're going to go back to. Amen. What you have to go back to. I just give God, I give glory to Christ and the head of our life. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, you are on your way for the biggest breakthrough of your life. I know sometimes, my God, you don't feel like getting up and keep pressing, but I'm glad that God is developing a area where it can help you to keep pushing, where it can help you for you can get to the place where you need to be. Saints of God, the reality of everything. And I just got to be reality, just face the truth with you. It's going to take a little work. What is the little work? Just getting your, forcing your body, bringing your flesh under suggestion to come into prayer, to seek the face of the living God. Don't you notice that you could stay up for everything else? You could stay up to watch soap operas, to watch your favorite shows. But the moment you pick up a Bible, you get into about one or two verses, all of a sudden you fall asleep. Amen? My God Almighty, you can have long conversations and you can start getting into conversation with different ones on telephones, and you could get in conversation with people that is around you and different things like that. But the moment you really start praying and just make up your mind and say, you know what, I'm gonna go and go and pray. My God, all of a sudden it seems like I cannot pray for 2 or 3 minutes. Everything, all of a sudden I go to sleep and fall out. Don't you realize that? You know, other words, your flesh, your body, it's, my God, is worn against the spirit. It don't want you to get in alignment. That's the adversary. I don't want you to get in alignment. Amen. Because at no moment you get in alignment and you begin to do these things that strengthen your relationship, my God, with God, and you begin to see God like never before, things in your life going to become and start to make whole. And I'm telling you right now, all over the world, my God, for the United Kingdom, Norway, France, all over the world, internationally, it's your time. You're going to have to push. You're going to have to push. You're going to have to push. Amen. The enemy, my God, love to stumble on the easy stuff and not trying to get the people in the reality. You got to understand something, saints of God. It's going to be, it's one way with God. It's one way with God. Amen. It's no other way. I could care less what we try to say and come up with these wonderful things. You know, so you bring in a avalanche seed or whatever you want to call it. It's no skipping over the process, regardless of how hard you try to do or what you try to do. It's no skipping. It's seeking the face of God, and all these other things will be added. Saints of God, it's time for us to begin to seek the face of God. Let's get back to Mother Nemo old. They used to seek God, my God, day in and day night. Cry upon him, cry upon the Lord, and change take place. Amen. So we're going to have to seek the face of the living God. Listen, saints of God, I just thank God for each and every one of you just being attended, just coming in, my God Almighty, and being a part of the family as we begin to make moves and to keep ascending up into the atmosphere. Those that haven't been on at 7 p.m., you need to come back and be on 7 p.m. I don't know what God's going to do, but all I know, we're just going to bombard heaven. We're going to give it our all. My God, we're going to leave it on the floor every night, every day. It doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, when we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for us, how he's keeping us, keeping our children, my God Almighty, we're going to have to crowd. Amen. Listen, I'm not going to prolong the time. We're going to bring in our very own Mother Christ, my God, begin to intercess it. And right after her, our very own Pastor Smith, amen. He's going to come and bring a dynamic word of encouragement. Amen. I love of the encouragement that he was bringing. Amen. Especially the one about don't buck the system. We don't want to keep bucking the system of God no matter what you try to do, saints of God. Don't buck it. Let's get into prayer. Let's get this flesh under suggestion. Let's get back into what we need to get back to and what God designed us to be. That is what? Worship him. Mother Price, God bless you.
God bless you too, Papa. Mother God, first I come to you, give you honor, who's the head of my life, and to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple, and everyone on the ADM front line this morning. Father God, I come to you once more. I'm going to say no how. God, I come thanking you, God, just for life after strength. We come thanking you, God, just how you kept us faith all last night until this point. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we come thanking you, God, how you breathe on us this morning. And you get us to rise this morning once more, God. Going to the restroom, washing our face and brushing our teeth, God. So we say thank you just for that. We give you honor and the glory this morning, God. We thank you how you just shield our household last night. Didn't have a thief break in, a robber, a fire break out, God. So we say thank you for that, God. We realize, God, it's you, God, that's keeping us in the mighty name of Jesus. It's you, God, that keeps a cover over our head as we slumber and go to sleep. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for being a mind regulator for us this morning, God. Because somebody woke up this morning, didn't know where they were hiding or no shake. The mind was gone. So we say thank you, Lord, for a mind or no shake that stayed on you all last night until this point, God. So we say thank you once again in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the activities of our bodies, God. Because somebody can't even move this morning, God. Somebody just paralyzed, or no shake. Just lazy. Have to have somebody to flip them over, God. So we say thank you just for that, God. Oh, we thank you for healing, though, God. You're still in the healing business, God. You're still in the saving business, God. You're still in the Lobosha in the deliverance business, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We cry out, God, this morning, God. All that we have within us, God. Saying, God, have mercy upon us, God. Continue to train us the way that we need to be going, God. Create in us a clean heart and renew that right spirit within us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to turn the fire up, God. Burn everything out of us is not like you, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, oh, Moshe, God. Begin to let us get up, God, without a problem, God. Because you've been too good to us, God. To just lay that when we know you're calling us, Lord, calling us, God, to arise and pray one more time. To arise, God, to lay before you, Lord, oh, Moshe, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Nothing is too important, God, than you are, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, when we look back where have you brought us, God. Oh, God, we realize, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, we're not all that we want to be, God. But we thank you, Lord, we're not what we used to be, God. You changed our mind thinking, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You taught us how to love, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You taught us to be patient and wait on you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. We raise that Moshe. We lift up every minister that is once more, God. We keep them before you like never before, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to let them cry out like never before, God. Oh, glory, hallelujah this morning, God. We thank you, heart of Moshe. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up our family members this morning, God. All that is not saved, God. Oh, God, we thank you because we know you're saving them, God. We know you're delivering them and setting them after free, God. Oh, God, continue to rain upon us, God, like never before, God. Continue to break every stick or the bullshit in you, God. But remember, Lord Jesus, we thank you for breaking every chain, God. We thank you for making every crooked street straight. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, because we have a heavenly Father to go to, God. We can tell you everything, God. Tell you all about how to the bullshit, God. But we pray this day, God. You make us the bullshit. The people that you would desire for us to be, God. Make us strong in you, God. Make us steadfast and movable in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to cry out like never before, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, teach us how to pray, how to negotiate, God. Put whatever you want in us, God, to pray about, God. Teach us, God, the things that we need to be taught in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We'll say yes to your will, God. Yes to your perfect will, God. Not our will, Lord, but your will, God. Let your perfect will be done in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hold on, hold on, say, God. Oh, God, plead the blood of Jesus over mine since the morning, God. My thinking, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for the minister that's going to come forth this morning, God. Oh, God, it's going to be a little shape when it comes forth, God. Oh, God, let us take heed, God, to each and every out of the little shape. Whatever we bring from you, God, let us take it in, God, like never before, God. Don't let us take it, your word for granted, God, but let us grab on to it and hold on to it behind the little shape. Daily, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your word, God. Let us continue to hide ourselves in your word, God. Hey, glory, God. Let us hide ourselves in your word, God. Take us to that secret place, God, that quiet place in you, God, that you can just minister to our spirits, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we say hallelujah this morning, God. We glorify your name. It's necessary to shape too hard for you to do, God. We lift up every homeless person this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I cry out to the rebels for them, God. I cry out to the rebels, to let them know, in the name of Jesus, they don't have to always stay homeless, God. You got to make up your mind this morning. How the rebels, you can stay in and come out. But my desire to the rebels, to come out, hey, in the mighty name of Jesus, and let God use me, hey, the way he desired to use me. I yield to the Most Shade this morning, and I say, Lord, have your perfect will in my life. Hallelujah. We realize, God, on the Most Shade, we may not have a lot of words to the Most Shade, God, but you put the tongue in our mouth, God, and let as we open our mouth, God, let the Most Shade, God, flow out like never before, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we love you this morning, God. We give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor due to you. These things we ask this morning, God, in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hey, glory.
Lord, we just thank you this morning for that prayer coming from Mother Price. Amen. Praise God to get our soul stirred this morning and get us ready. Amen. Praise God for another nugget. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. And praise God, I'd just like to give honor unto Christ who is the head of my life. Amen. And to my wife and to the prophet and First Lady Spencer, to the Frontline ADM, to the ADM family, also to the family, you all out there in radio land, praise God. Give honor to you on today, amen. Praise God. And I thought of something new, amen, we're kind of brushing over the few nuggets that we got during the week. And I know we didn't get a whole lot on Monday and Tuesday, but what we did get from the prophet, amen, it talks about getting ourselves in alignment, praise God. Amen. Monday and Tuesday. Then on Wednesday was Mother Helen, and she came with love and rejoice in the truth. Then on Thursday, Brother Joe backed that up, praise God, with guidance, prayer, amen. And the prophet came back also with get your destination. And this morning, I just want to give you a little nugget this morning. And we're going to talk about Paul and Silas, amen, coming from the 16th chapter, amen, of Acts 16 through 29. Just kind of follow along, and I'm going to throw a few nuggets this morning, praise God, our way. Amen. To take us through on through to the weekend, praise God. And we know the story. Paul and Silas in a Roman jail. They met a young woman, a soothsayer, amen. And we know what soothsayers are. They, you know, they have a gift, but they'll turn that gift, amen, into something else to make profit. Amen, praise God. Instead of using that gift for which it intended, amen, praise God. Amen, that God gave them. But she was a young lady, and she was being used, amen. Amen. She had what we call an owner, praise God. And they owned her. Amen. So they probably threatened her or something like that. Amen. To get her to do it. Amen. Just like the modern days today, the ladies of the night. Amen. Praise God. Anyway, she annoyed Paul and Silas on being saved. Everywhere they went and spread the good news and the gospel, she was there to say something about being saved. But she did it in such a manner that she annoyed them so much that they couldn't take it anymore, praise God. So Paul and Silas, what they did, they prayed the devil out of the young woman, amen. Amen. And she's saying, this is why it's so important that once we get saved, that, amen, praise God, that we get the gift of the Holy Spirit. Because what that Holy Spirit does is that it gives us power. Amen. You know, Jesus, when he was on the cross and he died and he went away for 3 days down to conquer hell. And when he conquered hell, he came back. Amen. He got back with the disciples and, you know, he basically just letting them know, you know, hey, you know, you got power to go out to heal the sick. Amen. To give sight to the blind. Amen. Also power to kick out those nasty, dirty demons. Amen. That lying devil, amen, got running around here on this earth. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So they kicked him, the devil, out of the young woman. And when they kicked him out, they told him, I command you, in the name of Jesus, to come out of her. And the foul demon came out and departed. Amen. Now listen, saints, when the demon comes out, it has to go somewhere. And remember what the devil said. He goes in the earth, up and down, to and fro. So when those demons come out, they're looking for somebody else. Amen. Praise God. And we don't want them going into nobody else. Praise God. But it's going to happen because people don't have the truth. They have been enlightened to the truth of God. Amen. Amen. The foul spirit came out of her. Amen. The owners got angry for losing their income from the woman. Amen. Just like today, they get angry. Amen. Want to take it out on somebody. And it just don't have to be that. It could be anything. Think of it. On your job, in your home, around family and friends. Somebody is not going to like, amen, you serving God. They're not going to like the gifts that God has bestowed upon you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But if I had to give, amen, a topic, it would be make a cry at midnight. Make a cry at midnight. Amen. Praise God. And as you go along, amen, in Acts 16 chapter, amen, you'll understand where I'm coming from. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So here comes the setup. Amen. Because they lost their income, now they want to set Paul and Silas up. Now remember, they were in Rome. Don't profess to serve God. Don't even believe in God. Got their own gods. And notice I said S, plural for gods. Amen. And we know there's only one true God. Amen. Our Father, which is in heaven. Amen. But here they come, want to set up Paul and Silas because of money. Amen. And people are going to do you the same way today because of money, because of things, because of just plain out jealousy, and just because they just don't like you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. This is how the devil tried to set us up. Amen. Took Paul and Silas before the Roman court, had them put into jail in stocks or chains, amen, in the calaboose, amen. Praise God for just preaching the word of God and preaching salvation. Amen. You're going to be ridiculed. You're going to be talked about. Amen. Some places you go in, you might be spat on. Amen. For preaching and teaching the word of God. But stand firm and make your cry at midnight. Amen. Cry loud and spare not. Amen. On preaching and teaching the word of God in your life. Amen. They said to Paul and Silas that you was disturbing their city. Amen. Have you been falsely accused in your workplace, your home, your city, etc.? Think about it. The persecution, Jesus said they will come. Like he said, the trials will come. Amen. But you got to be ready. That's what the word is for, getting you ready. Amen. Putting your feet on a rock. Giving you a strong mind, a strong heart, amen. Strong understanding of the word of God to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, amen. See, the devil will falsely accuse the brethren, amen. Amen. It's in the word. Job 2, 1 through 5, amen. But at midnight, a cry was made, oh glory. See, you don't have to wait till midnight to make your cry to the Lord, amen. You don't have to do it. You can do it anytime, praise God. Noonday, evening, midnight, anytime, praise God. He said to seek my face. His face will I seek in the mornings, in the noonday, and at nighttime. And make my cry to the Lord. Oh, Lord, deliver me from this. Amen. Praise God. And he will hear your cry. Amen. He will hear it. But make your cry. Amen. Hallelujah. I say turn your midnight over to Jesus. Amen. Leave it all at the altar now. Praise God. See, Jesus will fix it for you right now. Turn it over to Jesus. Amen. I dare you to turn it over, turn it over, turn it over, and make your cry over to him. Amen. Right now, praise God. You don't have to wait, praise God, for the battle to be over, to shout now. Amen. Amen. You can shout now. You can make your cry. Amen. Praise God. You know what a rattle the devil, praise God, when you make your wall cry to Jesus. Amen. Make it right now. Let him know that you're in control. You have the power because Jesus gave it to you. Amen. Praise God. Well, That's my nugget for today. Make your cry at midnight. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you, back into the hands of our pastor and prophet, Prophet Spencer.
God bless you. Amen. Saints of God, you just know and understand that God done equip you. You got the equipment that you need and every tools that you need to be successful in your life. Many a times we get so caught up and feels though that what we see, the operation that is goes on pretty much like in a church setting, my God, especially what Pastor Smith was just numbling down, we feels though that that is what this operation for. No, saints of God, the Bible never said he gave you power for the church, or he said never said he gave you power just for a revival. He never said he gave you power just for a mega ministry. He never said he gave you power just for the prophets or just for the pastor or just for the evangelist. No, scripture says very clearly, not taking nothing or interpreting, he said, I gave you power. Who is the you? You is the one that is reading it. You is the one that is listening. Now is time for you to tap into that place that God equipped you with. I know many people, probably be many churches right now, even some leaders, my God, with a spirit control pulling their hair out because that's something that they don't want people to understand, to know. You know, if you could come and depend on me, we have everything that you need, keep coming, that will, okay, well, that kind of assures that we're going to have great attendance. Well, saints of God, that is not our position. And that is not the position of the Lord. The Lord wants you to know what you equipped with. At the end of the day, our congregation, us coming together, meeting together, it plays its roles. But you got to understand that you got the power to drive that devil out of your house, out of your kids, out of your family, out of your life. You have the power to drive that serpent out. And you need to begin to stand up and declare and decree that it's not going to happen here. It's not going to work. You're going to have to get out of here and get out of my mind. I'm taking a stand regardless of who like me, who don't like me, regardless of what it is. I refuse to fall. I refuse to throw in the tower. In the name of Jesus, operate in the power within you. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, it's here. You need to tap into. You don't have to wait for the healing come on Sunday when a prophet lay hands on the next revival. My God Almighty, you don't have to wait for it. You can start declaring and decreeing right now. Begin to touch yourself. Begin to speak to yourself. Look in the mirror if you have to. Call yourself out. My God, that you are healed in the name of Jesus. You are healed. And I'm telling you right now, when you start developing that thing and you start speaking that thing, you'll start seeing your body operate function. You'll start seeing different things, my God. Because at the end of the day, the power, as Pastor Smith was just laying out, it lies inside of you. And it's time for you to begin to tap in what God has for you. Amen. Saints of God, it's been a blessing this week with our family, but we are not going to stop here. We're going to keep on going. We're going to be right back on tonight at 7 p.m. Amen. Not only tonight, but we're going to be back on throughout the weekend. Amen. Saturday at 7 p.m. Then we're going to come back on at Sunday, even though we have our church service on Sunday morning, but we're going to come back at 7 p.m. We're going to constantly intercede. We're going to intercede all the way up, my God, to Wednesday. Why? Because Tuesday, my God, it brought so much of turbulence, and the devil thought he was going to get the victory. No, no, no. God gave us instructions for a whole week. We're going to go through that whole week. Sissy, want to mess with Tuesday, we ain't going to drop it, my God. We're going to keep going forth in it. Amen. So I thank God for each and every one of you, and I thank God for what he is doing. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, you keep moving. You keep pressing, my God Almighty, and you're going to see that the victory is already run. I just can't wait till I hear these testimonies of how they done got blessed. And I'm talking about blessed as a covenant blessing, just seeking the face of God. Blessing just to having a relationship with God. A blessing just, my God, God giving blessing because you just giving yourself to God. And that is God, what God is requiring in this day and hour. He wants you to understand that he is the source. And it's nothing here on earth. It's nothing that the prophet, the pastor, I could tell you that could, my God, put in that place other than you seeking the face of God. Amen. We want you to seek the face of God, then begin to learn what's inside of you, and you can begin to operate in it, for you can be a saint that ain't taking no mess for the devil. You're an individual that always see, my God, results with the living God. Amen. We got to get out of here. I thank God for you. I thank God for the family all week, giving words of inspiration and encouragement. I'm telling you, saints of God, you keep moving, you keep driving. I want you to come back on 7 p.m., my God, and also I want you to come meet us at church. My God, come worship with us, intercede in the Holy Ghost. We don't know what's going to happen. All we know, we're going to show up. My God, I know last Sunday I wasn't able to get to my my laptop to bring forth whatever, bring forth the message, because at the end of the day, in a minute, God can take over and take the service in the way he wanted to take it. But thanks to God, all we are is still a vessel to let God want to do. So all I can know, all I can tell you, if you haven't had a place where you got to be, where you could go and worship, I know what's up in ADM, and ADM is a ministry that we don't create that atmosphere for God to have his way. So other words, don't know what's going to happen. All we know, we're just going to show up and go in prayer, and right after that, it is what it is. Amen. God bless you. I know you can get what you need in that house. God bless you. We'll see you tonight at 7 p.m.